the miracles of Moses in the presence of Pharaoh. Moses, after arriving in Egypt, and while his brother Aaron was accompanying him, went to Pharaoh's palace to invite him to accept and worship the Almighty God. When they reached there, Pharaoh said to Moses, "Are you not the same child who was living in my house? You lived among us for some years, and I brought you up. Now how dare you invite me to your God?" Moses replied, "I have now been appointed by God to be the prophet of Israelites, and I shall take them with me and guide them." Pharaoh said, "Who is this God of the whole world?" Moses answered, "He is the creator of the earth and heavens." Pharaoh, addressing his subject, said, "Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear what he said? If you don't give up these false claims, and if you select or worship any god rather than me, I'll put you into jail." Moses said, "Even if I bring you an obvious miracle?" Pharaoh said, "Do you know any miracle to prove your claims?" And Moses replied, "Yes, I do." Then Moses dropped his stick down on the ground. "Oh, a dragon," said Pharaoh. "You too are sorcerers. I don't think anyone would accept and believe in your God with such lies." "Listen, you people. Moses and his brother have come to drive you out of your country with their sorcery and witchcraft. What shall we do with them now?" Some people said, "Expel them from that city. Set them on fire. We'd better pay no attention to them." At this time, one of them, in order to please Pharaoh, suggested, "You great Pharaoh, how about keeping them here, and in one of the ceremonies, in a magnificent occasion, call all the magicians and sorcerers to compete with them. It will also be entertaining." Pharaoh replied, "That's a good idea, and we shall do that." Following this, Pharaoh ordered to call some magicians and sorcerers to his presence so that they could compete and prove their genuineness before a great many of people, and in a very auspicious occasion. That day finally came, and in such a situation, the sorcerers told Moses, "You, Moses, do you want to be the person to begin first, or shall we start first?" Moses replied, "You go on with whatever you want to." The sorcerers said, "All right, now my friends, drop your robes and sticks, so that Moses would see how we also can do sorcery and magic." Moses then suddenly dropped his stick and said, "Now you watch it." The sorcerers, seeing the dragon, were quite shocked and embarrassed. So they said, "Oh, it's strange. What do we see? We swear this is not sorcery. Now we shall believe in the unique God." At this time, Pharaoh turned to them and said, "What do you mean? Are you defeated this early?" Sorcerers replied, "These are miracles from God, and they are not sorcery or anything like that." Pharaoh said, "How did you dare to believe in Moses' God before I let you? I'll soon punish you for what you did. I shall order to cut your arms and legs off and hang you then." But the sorcerers had come to believe in God and were no more afraid of Pharaoh's threats. Pharaoh, finding that he could not defeat Moses, even with the help of his sorcerers, was very harassed and furious. He noticed that people were gradually losing their faith in him, so one day he turned to his people and spoke to them in a way to make them hatch a plot against Moses. So he said, "I can't stand Moses in this land anymore." People wondered, "Why? What has happened?" "See how Moses has made you change your opinion. He will put up corruption in this land and mislead the people." At this time, a pious and faithful man said, "What are you talking about? What are these words? Do you think it is fair to order to kill someone because of worshipping God? You mean you're accusing him of this?" Pharaoh replied, "He is nothing but a liar." The pious man said, "A liar? But he showed you his clear proofs, and he brought you enough evidence." People said together, "He is a sorcerer, and his so-called miracles were nothing but an act of witchcraft." The pious man turned to them and said, "There will be no loss or harm for you if he lies about his claims, for in that case he'll be punished for his lying. But what if he is truthful in what he claims? Then the divine torment will be yours, and God will not guide such liars and will not forgive them. Just think, if God sends his divine torment down on us, what force or power would be able to save us from that?" People all said, "God's torment?" The man replied, "Yes. You may have the same destiny as the folks of Noah, Ad, and Thamud." People said, "Hey, you man, you are insulting our sanctities." Pharaoh added, "Throw this shrewd man out of here." The man said, "I'm inviting you to eternal felicity, but look, you're forcing me to a pagan and atheist." "Silence! Keep out of here!" Thus, Pharaoh's threatening did not prove to have any effect, and Moses went on inviting people to the unique God, but this time more actively and openly. All the while, Pharaoh was also trying to oppress Israelites more and more and increase the press on them. At this time, God, through an inspiration, commanded Moses to go to Pharaoh and say, "Beware thou, Pharaoh, for God will soon send thou and followers a very severe torment." But Pharaoh, paying no least attention to God's words, continued his revolt against Moses and his God until some disastrous events, such as famine, the flood of the Nile River, spoilage of the fruit, the loss of agricultural products, and grasshoppers' attack, took place and made people frightened. At the time of these disasters, people came to Moses and started to beg him and say, "Ask your God to remove these disasters from our land, and we shall believe in him." But exactly when the disasters were over, they again started their old revolt and atheism.